Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Hi, I'm being very nice to Arlene, and I'll explain why in just a second. Hello, Marty.
Morning, hiya.
So, yeah, as you probably know, my wife is pregnant, and she's due to give birth any day in the next... Well, she's in the drop zone now, so it could happen at any time.
Yeah.
And last week on the show, we were talking about how I will never understand what it feels like to be in labour.
No.
And no guy will ever understand
no.
that fully. And we said, how sore can it be? Because, let's be honest, girls are designed for that
badly
purpose,
designed.
For that purpose,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So we then got people texting in and tweeting us saying, well, if you think it's easy, why don't you get one of these machines that simulates what it's like to have a contraction.
It sort of sends an electrical pulse which tightens the muscles and you have no control over it.
And it's called a TENS machine. So I've got one and I'm now wearing it.
Yes,
and we're
going
to film this in a few minutes, so we're going to put this onto the website later so you can be able to see it. But basically, it's like sticky pads. I've got four sticky pads and I've got one sort of either
side. They're on your, where your abs should be.
That's all right, Arlene. So... in a while, we've come up with this game, and I will be asked questions. If I get the answer wrong, we turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
And if I get the answer right, it goes down a notch.
It's quite a complicated little device.
But I've actually got it on now, and Arlene has the control in her hand.
Just, so what do I do?
Well, you can see there's buttons on it that say plus and minus.
Yes, I've got the plus and minus.
So there's basically, there's two sides to it. So
channel one and channel two.
Yes, yeah, so one controls one side, one controls the other side.
Okay.
So if you give it a little...
So
bit.
Which button do I hit?
There's a button there that says boost.
Yeah.
Do not press that.
Okay.
Because apparently that just puts it to full power, like
right.
boom, straight
okay.
away. And
so,
that genuinely didn't do that, Arlene.
Okay, so to, so I'm... so. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can feel that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Right,
what's
I'm not doing
on?
Anything.
What level's it on?
That's on three.
Three out of...
It's not even five.
What does it go up to?
15. Right, that's
right,
just
that's...
on one channel.
Ow.
Let me do the other side. How's
right.
that feeling?
It's uncomfortable.
Is it constant or is it...
It's like a pulse. It's like...
Okay. All right.
Like that.
Do you feel
what level's
tiny?
That at?
That's at five.
Five out of 15 on each side.
Yeah, do you want me to notch it up?
Just... Don't... Ah! Right, stop. Stop. Ah! You press the boost button! Press stop! Quick!
How'd you get off?
Can you just press the stop button? Press the stop button.
There we go.
When you dropped it, you dropped the controller.
Well, you yanked it from a hand.
It landed on the boost button.
Egypt. Oh, right. That's quite difficult because there's
that was
no off.
Right. Hang on. Don't give me it here. So, I'll keep a hold of this for now. And we'll do the game. It's funny, isn't it?
Oh, God, even I've broken out in a sweat. Oh, dear. So
we'll do this game we're going to do just after 8 this morning.
Hello, good morning. I'm Arlene. Marty is here.
Hello, morning.
Literally pressing the buttons.
Yes.
And a slight change of plan.
There's been a bit of a situation, hasn't there?
Yes. Brian Weston Collington certainly has put it rather beautifully, has he not?
He says, has there been a Code Brown situation? No, not quite.
The plan is this morning, Boogie was all wired up to a TENS machine. This is after last week he said, how difficult could childbirth be? And of course, a sort of debate started raging in the studio and we thought, well, the only way to sort this out, thanks to Lisa, who suggested that we strap on a TENS machine, which is a little device, which is a sort of pain-killing device without any drugs.
I was quite surprised how small it was. It was just a little box with a couple of wires and a couple of pads that he attached to his chest.
Yeah, just in the ab area. And this sort of releases electrical pulses, which I suppose replicate contractions when a woman is going into labour. Mm-hmm. It's all wired up. We'd had a little try. Lots of people saying, I've got tears streaming down my face. Cannot wait for the big moment.
You accidentally hit the boost button,
didn't
you? I
did. And that was purely accidental, even though I have 8 years of pent-up frustration working with Boogie. Then we got a call. And it turns out his beautiful wife, Amy, needs the TENS machine more than we do. So he's had to leg it. I can't believe after all this time he's headed off.
She's probably having like a bit of a twinge, isn't she?
It's not a twinge,
Marty. Is that what you would describe it as?
No, it's not a twinge, I can assure you. A twinge is something when you get a little kind of creak in your neck. It's not a twinge.
All right.